Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed on the third day, be raised." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Peter is a special grace to acknowledge the mission of Jesus, he the Son of God. But then Jesus continued to tell them that he would suffer and died. Of course, for the disciples, it's hard to take in. Then also one day, when Jesus wanted to go up to Jerusalem, Peter told Jesus, "Don't do that." But Jesus rebuked him, "Satan, turn to my back. Because what you understand is man's thoughts, not divine thoughts." It's really true that many times it's very hard for us to listen, to follow the will of God, because it involves suffering. Let us pious, Saint Pius, what we call Padre Pio, to pray for us. For years as a priest, he suffered with the stigmata, with the 5 wounds in his hand and feet. But he continued to do his mission, your assignment, to say Mass, to hear confessions continuously. Let us ask Father Pio to bless us, to pray for us, to give the strength to do the will of God moment by moment.